This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're wondering how companies might react to a recession, look no further than 441 9th Avenue in Manhattan, the home of Peloton, the home workout company that, having fallen on leaner times, has put as much as 100,000 square feet of office space up for sublease. That's according to BizNow, by the way, which tracks commercial real estate. And it comes after Peloton laid off about 20% of its staff. Now, yes, Peloton was having troubles before worries of a recession crept into the economic ether. But CEOs across the country are asking themselves now what expenses they can cut if they have to. And in this era of remote and a hybrid work, the answer is increasingly, hey, how about the office? Marketplace's Matt Levin has that one.
Micah Remley is the CEO of Robin, a company that does hybrid work consulting. He says he's getting the same question from worried CEOs these days. If I give up on trying to get employees back to the office full time, how much money can I save?
Typically, office space is your second largest expense after employee costs.
Remley says if the pandemic hasn't convinced executives to let go of the corner office for good, an economic downturn might do the trick.
So a lot of people are coming to terms with that right now, and this potentially is a cost savings measure going into a recession.
Of course, companies can't just downsize their office space overnight. Many are stuck in long-term leases, sometimes 10, 15, 20 years. But Alex Cohen with the real estate brokerage Compass says the pandemic has changed that too.
The typical lease term went down significantly. The moves that were still made when COVID was really rampant generally were shorter term.
Think three-year commitments as opposed to more than a decade. That means in a few years, office buildings may be even more empty than they are now. The office vacancy rate is already over 18%. That's according to Victor Kalinog, who researches commercial real estate at Moody's Analytics.
Well, the historic record was 19.7% back in 1991. We might break that historic record.
See, the 90s really are back, except with Zoom. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.